Brighton Festival 2018.
I went to see something brilliant this weekend. Artist Morag Myerskov. She's brought the theme of togetherness to this year's festival with her Belonging Bandstand. This is a touring structure showcasing local artists and musicians. It's bedecked with these amazingly joyous placards created by local communities, and the bandstand brings together a belief in the strength of creativity, togetherness, love and social justice. The project has been influenced by the pop art of Carita Kent from the 1960s onwards, and she has an exhibition on display. Well, the Ditchley Museum of the Art and Craft have got an exhibition on showcasing her work, which is running all throughout the summer. So I popped down to a wet and windy West Pier at the weekend, and when I say wet and windy, I really do mean wet and windy.
Oh,
if you can remember Saturday's weather, it was quite horrid. However, I went to go and see the piece before it tours all around Sussex. And I spoke to Morag herself. I first asked her what it was about the structure of a bandstand in particular that inspired the piece.
Because a bandstand is for everybody. It's free, you come across it, it can be empty and you just stand on it. You know, I really love, from seasides, I mean, you know, we're next to West Pier, and I mean, that was so beautiful, Victorian structures, and which had performances on it and things, didn't it? And, you know, there's just that joy of bandstand. And I think, is it the film Top Hat? Anyway, there's a Fred Astaire Ginger Rogers film.
Great.
That I absolutely adore, and they dance. She's dressed in anyway, they dance on this bandstand that is just amazing. And I'd seen that film when I was really little, so it's been a lifelong ambition, really. I think from because everywhere you go, if you go to a seaside, you go to a park, you go somewhere, and then it's impromptu. Yeah. You don't have to pay. Somebody could, you know, go on it and do a performance. So the idea of it is to make a piece of architecture that is for everybody to use for free.
Amazing.
And for them to own it. Yeah. And it's about them owning it. So when this moves to each of the groups, their placards will come to the front. This is a mixed placard, but their particular group, like Hangleton, all their placards will come to the front, and then they do their performance. If they want to hang things off it, they want to do things to it, you know. So what is their, is their bandstand? It's not my bandstand, it's their bandstand. I want the communities to own it for the period of time that they have it. So particularly when the workshop we did in New Haven, now they've organised their own Belonging Festival, and they're doing events and everything. And, you know, if they want to decorate it or change it or, you know, do things around it or add to it, you know, fantastic. And I'm excited to go to each of the different venues and take photographs to see. I don't want people to feel worried that that I'm going to be precious, because I'm not going to be precious, because that's not the ethos, that's not what the project was about. It was about making a piece of work that belonged to everybody else, like the people playing on stage. I want it, for the moment they're on stage, it's their stage.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to look going, you know, oh, I don't like that speaker there or anything. I mean, I'm not sure if I like that bucket there, but anyway, there's a bucket, that's a bit of a problem. And a plastic bag hanging off the frame. Yeah. That's okay. No. but you know, people propagate, you know, they built something in the middle of it, whatever, good, fantastic.
Yeah. The Belonging Bandstand draws a lot of inspiration from Carita Kent, the pop art nun, a pioneering artist from LA. I asked Morag about how this connection was made.
I met up with Ditchling, and they mentioned they were thinking of Carita Kent exhibition, and it was a couple of years ago now. And I was like, oh, I love Carita Kent, she's really brilliant. And they were saying, well, what are you interested in? And I said, well, I'm really obsessed with belonging, and I love bandstands. And they were like, oh, this sounds quite interesting. So then it developed from there that it was, I think it was just really less, it's not so much being influenced by her visual work, because my work is what my work is. It was more about her activism, her social conscience, you know, it's that side of things. It's about thinking rather than visual.
A Alongside the bandstand, there is a belonging exhibition open at the Ditchley Museum of Art and Craft, showcasing work from Morag, as well as artist Luke Morgan. I spoke to Museum Director Steph Fuller to find out more.
OK, so they've got a piece there called The Sign Machine, which is like a fantastic swing seat. You can actually sit on it and swing, and it's got lots of different signs. You can twiddle them around to reflect your mood. And then they've also both made work that's in, displayed in our Wunderkammer that's about what they feel about belonging. So, and there's two quite different sets of work. So Luke's made work that a lot of it is about kind of punk and rockabilly, and Morag's stuff is more about family. It's a really fantastic exhibition, and it complements the Carita Kent work really well.
I also asked Steph about how important art is to the Brighton Festival.
I mean, I think the festival is just a fantastic thing every year, and it really gives a chance to sort of for lots of people to express themselves in lots of different ways, and for people who come here and people who live here to have a lot of fun, see lots of different things, things that make you think, things that make you reflect about yourself. And I think it's a massive and fantastic thing to have in the city every year.
Brilliant. And how long can people go and see the Carita Kent exhibition at Ditchling?
So Carita Kent is actually on until October, so you've got the whole summer. And the Belonging Bandstand is in Brighton. It's on the seafront this weekend. Yep. And then it's on two other locations the next two weekends. And then if you look on our website, the museum website, you can see where it's touring around Sussex. So you can see it in Hastings, Crawley, Newhaven, Arding, Lye. I'm sure I've forgotten some places. But it's out and about over the summer.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Steph.
You're welcome. Great.
Excellent.
The Belonging Bandstand, as Steph Fuller there said, is doing a rather glamorous tour of Sussex. So you can check it out if you are not going to make it down to Brighton for the next couple of weekends. But it is at the different Your Place venues for the next two weekends. And then at Ditchling, you've got the different exhibitions to go and check out too. So a really, really nice piece for Brighton Festival, I thought. And being down there, despite the weather, the horrible wind and the rain, it was so colourful, so bright. And there was various different bands on throughout the day. That it was just a really joyous atmosphere, and actually people kind of broke through, and this idea of the bandstand, I really took on board what Morag was saying there about the idea of belonging and togetherness, and yeah, how it can reflect a community, and that anyone is there to take it on. And I thought back to sort of childhood places and them being bandstands, and they're quite mythical almost when you see them there in a park, and
sure,
you can go and sit up there and think about what kind of things had gone on. Yeah, really nice piece.
I passed by it actually because I was heading over to interview Cloudscapes, which is later on in the programme, and I passed by on Sunday morning as they were setting up. It was dry and it was sunny. So I thought that was obviously a bonus, but I thought it looked really lovely and colourful with all the different banners on the front with kind of slogans on. And
absolutely, and as Morgan was saying, that was those slogans have all been come up with different communities that they've been with at care homes and with schools, and so it's kind of what does belonging mean to them? So there's the different things that get reflected through those placards. All comes back to this work of Carita Kent as well, which is a really fascinating story. If people don't know that story, definitely worth checking out too. So yeah, a really, really nice piece. And it was great after a week of kind of seeing a lot of musical stuff. It was great to go and see that at the weekend.
Nice.
To see a bit of visual, stunning art.
And of course, free and continues for the next couple of weekends as well.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.